Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
And of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a snoop.
Mwah! Welcome back. 7 till the hour, celebrating our third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. We're continuing to do that, folks. And I'm Jim Blasingame. Jack Aldrich is our guest. Jack, I need your website, please.
The website is just my name at www.jackaldrich.com.
U-L-D-R-I-C-H. Folks, check that out. And you'll be smarter when you do. You'll find his books there and all of his writings. It's profound and compelling, all the things that he does, folks. And you'll thank me later for telling you about it. Okay, Jack, your premise today is the shortest rate of change that we'll ever see before. What's affecting us, I've been saying this now for 20 years, what's affecting us so much, Jack, is not change. Because hasn't changed. Change, a computer is just a fancy wheel. What's affecting us is the velocity of change, and you're saying that's about to be cranked up to another notch.
Yes, that is. But I tell you, I recently came across a wonderful quote. It's from Pablo Picasso, and he said, "Computers are useless. They can only give us answers." and I think that is wonderful, mm-hmm. because from my perspective, technology is moving rapidly, but there's still going to be a value for humans. But it actually starts with this idea that we have to ask better questions. And the other thing is that what humans are really good at is adapting and changing. When the rules change, the machines are lost. And so, but I think that we as individuals, as a species, have to return to our roots of learning to ask better questions and understanding that change is constant and that requires that we be flexible and adaptable and we change as the world around us changes. But certain core principles don't. And I think this sort of then gets back to wisdom. What are those things that don't?
Right. What should we change? I think we're doing a good job of adapting, which is part of the change you're talking about. We're adapting mm-hmm. and we're adopting, Jack. I think humans are doing a good job of that, even though it's really creating a lot of disruption for a lot of different people, especially small businesses. We're doing a pretty good job of adapting and adopting, but I think what we're missing is the humanity of all that, right? I love the book that E.S. Schumacher wrote 40 years ago. Economics is as if people matter. You know, we're looking at technology as if people matter, right?
Yeah, that's right. I have to go back and I have that book. I have not read it in years. I should go back and review it. But I think one of the things that we need to do is that in this world that is accelerating so fast is we actually do still have to think long term. And there's this great quote from ancient Greece that said that civilizations survive when old men plant trees under which they'll never sit.
Right.
And this idea that we have to start thinking not just next week, next year, but next generation, and a couple of generations out. I mean, what do we really want to achieve what are our responsibilities as humans? I mean, we are stewards at an incredibly unique time in human history, and we have to think about what our responsibilities are deeply and wisely so that we guide the ship so that future generations can continue to benefit.
And that's exactly the term that Schumacher used. He called it Spaceship Earth. You know, he says,
oh, really?
He says we're all passengers on Spaceship Earth. And he was talking about environmental issues, but today environmental problem is not our greatest threat. To me, our greatest threat is whether we can make technology work for analog humans, because Jack, you and I are never going to be digital humans. We'll always only be analog humans. That's the key. Jack, I need your website one more time, please.
It's jackaldrich.com.
And the new book's coming out when?
Later this year. Should be right after Labor Day.
But folks, the current one, Foresight 2020, is outstanding. A futurist explores the trends transforming tomorrow. It's one of his best ones. Hey, Jack, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim. Always a pleasure.
We'll see you next time. Jack Aldrich, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back. I'm Jim Blysengame. Remind you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.